Monday Night Football last night. We got to get into the Jets and the Bills. The Hail Mary at the end of the half, one of the crazier plays. Aaron Rodgers now had like four Hail Marys like that on the career. I don't know if you saw it.
I did.
Last night, they show all three Green Bay Packers Hail Marys, and then he throws the one for the New York Jets. A crazy play,
man. To a former Green Bay Packer.
Yeah.
Alan Lazard.
That's right. Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't even think about that last night. I was watching most of the game kind of on mute. Obviously, you and I had the racing thing going on. We'll get into as we go on throughout the show.
I don't want to talk about it.
I know you don't. What'd you think of Aaron Rodgers last night? What'd you think of Josh Allen? Aaron Rodgers is so good at what he does, but it just seems like that offense right now is so dysfunctional. It almost seems like he doesn't even need an offense coordinator or doesn't want an offense coordinator. He's controlling everything, it feels like, at the line of scrimmage.
And the lack thereof, some of the stuff that they do, because that's one of been the knocks of the offense, is that Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to use any motion. He's running an offense. The offense that he wants to run has kind of, I don't want to say time has passed it, but they haven't kept up with certain things that teams are doing these days to kind of get tells from the defense and kind of fool the defense. Breece Hall had his best night of the season, I believe, 113 yards on 18 carries. I think that would probably top anything he's done to this point this season.
Yeah.
And I think that's extremely important. I mean, it's far and away his best. And it's, to me, it's something that I don't know why he hasn't been incorporated more in the offense. He's a phenomenal player. So if Aaron Rodgers had any say in the fact that he went from 62, 54, 4, 23, and then boom, goes to 113, that's his game output so far this season for Breece Hall. That's a huge part for me of that offense working, but they lose again.
Yeah, that's the biggest head scratch for me is how as an offensive unit can you have the yardage they had, the ground game they had, and everything else they had going on last night, and yet your second touchdown comes on a Hail Mary at the end of the half. Like you score a touchdown, two field goals. You obviously had to miss field goal. It just seems like for whatever reason, man, and it's honestly, it feels a lot like the Falcons play, to be honest with you. Between the 20s, so explosive, so good, and then it's like tight red, and you're like, man, I can't get it done down here. I don't know what it is.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. 33% on third down. 4 of 12 on third down.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
That is brutal. Your red area efficiency, 1 for 4. So 25% last night. So they scored one touchdown when getting into the red area. So right there, you can move the ball all you want. But if you don't make your field goals, which I know they missed, they had a miss, or you're not efficient on third downs or in the red area, you're going to lose games.
Yeah.
It's why we started off 1-2.
Yeah. And that's exactly what I mean. Listen, I did something that's so against my character. 2 weeks ago, I sat in here and said, man, in the red zone or short yardage, we need to put in a wildcat package. I mean, dude, 2 years ago, me is punching me dead in the face when I said that. I was like, it's just so out of character for me to use any kind of gimmick. But the more you look at the NFL, if you're not mobile at the quarterback position inside the 10-yard line because of spacing, you're going to struggle. You are going to struggle. Josh Allen, a prime example of that. Did you see the fake toss right last night? And then Josh Allen just simply quarterback sweep around the left?
Yeah, to seal the game.
I mean, dude, it was unbelievable. And that's what that kind of dynamic brings you. And it's something that teams like New York and Atlanta don't have, for better or worse. Now, like I said, Aaron Rodgers, Kirk Cousins, their numbers are off the chain through the air. But in that tight red, that's where teams like that struggle.
I don't even care about that. Go to this quarterback sneak where he scores a touchdown. And
oh, my goodness.
But here's the problem.
Don't even get me started.
But here's the problem. Kirk Cousins could have done that sneak. All Josh Allen does, all he does is take the hike, stand for a half a tick, and then he squeezes right in behind that left guard.
Rides the wave off left tackle.
But here's the problem. The left tackle and the left guard and the center do their job on that side of the line. The left guard has no one in front of him. And he just rides his butt in there. Like literally rides on the back of him into the end zone. Kirk Cousins could do that. Hell, you know what? That's the kind of play where you know it's almost a tush-push-esque. You know it's coming. Write it in there.
Do you think we'll get a quarterback sneak before the end of the season?
Yeah,
we have to, right? Like, you don't go a whole season without a quarterback sneak.
Here's the thing.
Not one.
I said this yesterday when I did my hit with the show in Cleveland, Tennessee. Zach Robinson looks different when you just talk to him around the team, right? I've seen him. You don't get to be around much, but on the road, I see a different kind of feel. He's calling games. The Darnell Mooney little throw where Darnell falls down. And
yeah.
He's starting to feel himself.
All right.
It's coming.
All right.
It's coming. He's getting comfortable.